I'm Ryan Pangraft, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM and KIOS.org. This week we will be reviewing the video game Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Skyrim is the location of the game. It is an island in the fantasy world of Nern. It is an attempt to mix all the lore of Earth and ancient Europe, intersecting religions and cultures to create the game's own lore and races. Skyrim is home to the Nords, a reflection of the Norse Vikings and their culture. The landscape is beautiful and realistic, based around what appears to be taken right out of the regions of northeastern Europe. There are beautiful rolling, foggy hills, rising mountains with clouds, southern peaks where the areas of the snow has started to roll down and collect near the base. Areas where melted snow is collected, running streams, battlefields, watery graves, and ancient Nord tombs. The game's graphics greatly resemble the land around Europe and make you feel like you're in a real place. Beautiful colors of the land stand out against the other game titles' graphics, even as the illuminated insects at night cast a pretty glow over the landscape as they hover about. Each race in the game seems to have found an area they like to settle in. The game offers a wide selection of races to choose from to play your character as. You start the game as your character awakens, tied up in a horse-drawn carriage of usurpers to the King of Skyrim. It is quickly explained to you that you've been picked up by accident. It depends on what you choose, it changes. Regardless, as the game gets to a roll, you get laid out on the chopping block, literally, as the executioner readies to, well, execute you, because the leader of the Imperial Legion, which greatly resembles the Roman Empire, does not wish to take any chances. A dragon swoops down, attacking the village. This buys you time to escape as the dragon lays waste to the village, and most noticeably tries to burn you alive specifically. The dragon usually turns its attention from other villagers the dragon is currently barbecuing to focus on you. It is not very friendly, and a few choices to escape are laid out in front of you. Depending on what you take, you'll gain a few different storylines. As time goes by, seasons change, each passing day making note of something. Don't think it'll be like other video games, where no matter what you do or what you pick, your character always have the same responses to it. Even if the village normally would be incredibly biased to your character, good deeds will make them pause for a moment considering you. Two main forces in the game, besides dragons, are the Rebellion created by the Stormcloak family, dubbed the Stormcloak Rebellion, and the Imperial Legion that seems to be Roman-like in a lot of aspects. The leader of the Stormcloaks killed the King of Skyrim. Now the lords of each city are warring to be king, picking a side or building their forces. The game is at first vague, with you being allowed to drift about and decide if you even want to pick sides. The game even has active deities of both good and evil, who will graciously reward the player for performing good deeds, or evil demons that will take note of their evil acts. The gameplay is smooth and realistic. The graphics are beautiful. The game even logs time you spent asleep, poisoned, and so on and so forth. Even certain choices will affect your character throughout the game. The game characters act differently and talk differently to the player in different situations. Either as a relationship build or the game characters gain a companion on your character. A few examples are if you become known as the Dragonborn as a part of the game's main storyline. It seems word doesn't travel too quickly because of the fear of dragons, so much trade has ground to a halt. The only roaming traders you will see are the race called Khajiit, or just cats, a humanoid feline race who are distrusted because they are sly and stealthy at times. Khajiit are often outsiders to the society they roam between and trade goods with them. There are even some races of people who completely dislike other races, even people outside their own community at that. Races have even gathered into their own areas and settlement. It is clear the local Nords aren't taking too kindly to these new settlers in a lot of areas. How the game events unfold, it is for you to define and decide. This has been Ryan Pangraft with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM, and KIOS.org.